Hey everybody, Shane Presley here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gaslight. Check them out at the corner of Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard on the hill in St. Louis, Missouri. I want to tell you there's a couple fun events coming up. March 18th, you can come see friend of the show, Scrub, over there doing a live Gaslight session. 8 o'clock, March 18th, Saturday night. So come on over, mark your calendar on for that one. Full listing of events at GaslightSTL.com. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And, you know, if you haven't been over there, it's a beautiful recording studio attached to a bar. And they share a wall with Cha-Cha-Cha, so you can get some tacos, some cold drinks, and, you know, have a good time watching one of your favorite bands in the studio recording. And it's really, really something special and very unique. And I'm proud to have them a part of this show. So get out and get involved. Check out some local music over at the Gaslight. Again, GaslightSTL.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Oh yeah, this is the Macho Man Randy Savage, and you're listening to the Rock Paper Podcast. Check it out at rockpaperpodcast.com. Yeah, dig it!
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock, 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 rock,
rock. Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out back here at Blue Lotus Recording Studio in St. Louis with Paul Niehaus and Gene Jackson.
Yes. Thank you so much for having us, Shane. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, guys.
A pleasure.
This we were talking on the way down, I think number 5 in the studio down here.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. That's been this kind of become a frequent stop, you know. I think it's been about 7 months or something, I guess. So last time I was down here was Roland's, right?
That's
there.
Right. Okay. And, that's right.
And we had a good time hanging out. But yeah, now we got Gene's got a brand new record getting ready to come out, and a whole lot going on. So thought it'd be cool to come back down here and hang out and talk about this one.
Okay.
So we got the record titled 1963.
Right.
This your first album?
Yeah. First album, completed album. Yeah, and it's hot, man. It's got some nice tunes on it. It's based on a lot of my, you know, things, experience that I've been through, and the music that Paul came up with, shouted to me, and I wrote the lyrics, and we combined some lyrics, and hey, man, we got something that's going to be hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the city going to love it. The world's going to love it. You know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely. I was listening on the way over here tonight, and I had heard a couple of songs before, but just listening to the record as a full piece and really enjoying it. The music, you know, like was very reminiscent of, you know, of that feel. You know, yeah. Of course, 1963 being the title, kind of feel of that era of that old soul and R&B music and stuff, and so it just felt good, man. It just, you know. And there's a lot of, you know, variety in it too. So I thought that was fun. It's not like they all kind of sound the same. There's like a lot of dynamic to it. So
absolutely, you know, the record has 10 songs on it, and we actually wrote 15 songs together over the course of about 5 months working on this album. So we out of those 15, we pared it down to 10 that we thought we had the most kind of consistent thematic and harmonic elements. And we think it's we really like the running order, and we kind of formatted it in side A and side B, tracks 1 through 5 and tracks 6 through 10. There's like an extra couple seconds of pause between 5 and 6 to signify that. And it's pretty eclectic, and we like the variety.
Yeah, and there's a ton of orchestration too. I mean, you got a lot of those horns. There's a one with violin.
Absolutely.
And, you know, there's a lot going on and besides just, you know, your basic guitar.
And blues and,
So it was fun to hear a lot of production into it also. And, of course, all recorded right here.
Right here.
That's right. And that's, you know, again, echoing what we were talking about, Roland's record down here. It makes me so proud that this is coming out of St. Louis, too. You know, like, this is...
this is an incredible piece of work, and we made it right here in our home. You know, it's like,
yeah.
And that's we didn't have to go to some fancy studio somewhere or whatever. We did it right here in St. Louis, and
for sure, man. It's very like grassroots, homegrown.
Definitely.
And each artist, you know, I call it outside the box. When I first heard it, I was going to title the CD "Outside of the Block," 63 Outside the Box.
Yeah.
But I think 63 speaks for itself, you know,
sure.
That era. And, hey, like I said, we did a lot of great tunes on there. Like 1963, you have to really listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about Dr. King, Tuck Kennedy, Alfred Hitchcock, you know, the Beatles. You know, it gives you a standard history of what 63 were, you know, in that era.
Yeah.
And then it takes you into romance, you know. So it's a great song to listen to. The whole album is great. That's Why I Love You. Voodoo Girl, remind you of New Orleans, you know. And we can go on.
For sure. Well, there was a couple that really got my attention. One of the first ones I heard was "Ain't No Way," which appeared on the 16 and 16.
16, that's right.
So I got a hold of that collection and I listened to that song, and that's one of the first I took notice to. So if anybody doesn't have a copy of that, get yourself a copy of 16 and 16.
For sure,
mm-hmm. It's a nice, real nice collection of tunes.
Yes.
Of a bunch of St. Louis finest.
Yes, so. St. Louis Blues Society. It's great work of a. Compilation.
There was That's Why I Love You. That's the title track, or the track one, right?
Track one,
Track
one. Of course, that one grabbed my attention right away. It was a good, great opening to the record.
Thank you.
Just the classic soul kind of sound. A lot of it kind of some of these kind of reminiscent of Smokey Robinson or that kind of feel to it. So.
Right. Totally. That's what we're going for.
Yes. Vintage.
Yeah. You guys want to talk about That's Why I Love You? Is it?
Well, That's Why I Love You is based, my wife, actually.
Yeah.
Let's put it out there. I'm married.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just knowing that you have somebody in your corner, you know, how to treat you, you know, and you find a special person that, you know, you've been looking for her, and then all of a sudden there she is, and hey, it's time to celebrate, you know, just one-on-one. And I call it a song of celebration,
mm-hmm.
you know, and anybody can relate to it, you know, if they're true to the heart, you know, and just say, hey, you know, this is why I love you, you know, sure. You're giving me everything I want, you know, I don't have to go out in the street.
How long you two been married?
We've been together for 27 years, but married for 17 and a half, give or take. I'm just going to put it out there.
Congratulations.
I had to sit home and figure it all out, because I've been together with her so long. You know, I was like, oh, okay. See, we get mixed up sometimes. We've been together. Hey, here's a marriage certificate. Read it.
And then another one that really was Only God Can Help Us.
That's right.
Yeah.
And this felt, a little more, I feel like a little more 70s kind of. There was almost like some funk and kind of influence, I feel like, a little bit. Like some of that Marvin Gaye or something, you know, in there. And
totally, totally.
Some of that kind of feel to it. But really another great tune and a great message throughout the song. And you guys were telling me you might be looking to shoot an official music video for this one.
That's right. Yes. That's the plan.
Yes, the plans.
And the plan is to have it incorporate some live footage from this Friday night's performance of Gene singing that song, kind of close-ups. And then just shots like around the city, hopefully incorporating just kind of elements that give an urban feel and issues of poverty and homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
We think those things. Yeah, it's a huge element of the song. It's just beautiful lyrics that Gene wrote for that song. So
yeah,
it's heart wrenching.
Yeah, oh, yeah. There's a couple like that. I mean, I also saw your NPR Tiny Desk video for Sun.
Yeah.
And that's another one, just a real heavy song. And the lyric content to that, you know, is really heart-wrenching, like you said. And then, of course, watching you guys perform it live on that video and stuff was really powerful stuff. So if anybody missed that one, definitely go take a look at that. It's on YouTube, NPR Tiny Desk.
It's on.
So, yeah. But, yeah, that's, I mean, I'm guessing it comes from a very real place there.
Yes, I lost my son in June, and over, if you happen to hear the CD and hear the song Son, it's a release, everything about his life and how we watched him, and, you know, he was a CBC student, Vianney student, and got caught up, so, you know, I'm going to put it like that. And everything I wrote is his whole life, just in a song,
right?
You know, and the things that we have to go through, you know, in life. And also, I incorporated that into Only God Could Help Us as well.
Right.
And also looking at the homeless and looking at how one person can go from drugs and things of that nature becoming homeless. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's it's if you go out in the street, you'll see it. You know, and then I think of Reverend Rice, you know, and what he's doing to try to help people. And I think the whole thing about the CD is to enlighten people, let the world know that it still exists out here.
Sure.
And more people are dying. You know, the new fentanyl that they got in the streets mixing with the heroin and is killing people.
Yeah.
You know, so it's... it's a touchy subject, sometimes you got to open your eyes to see what's going on. You know, we got this cover over our face that we don't want to see it. Mm-hmm. We don't want to hear about it. And so, you know, people are not putting it in the news like they should, but more people are dying. You know, they had a thing in the St. Louis Post. Matter of fact, the guy came to our house, did an article, and he said it was over 400-some people dying or 300-some people dying.
Yeah.
The same day my son died over the same drug.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a warning, you know, that you need to talk to your children and find out what's going on, you know, pull them aside and, hey, what's going on out there? You know, don't leave out before I let you know that I care about you, you know. So it's all coming out, you know, all the reality of what I've seen and what I've been through. Me and my wife, you know, been through.
Yeah.
So it's tough. It's a tough situation.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very relatable subject as well. I mean, we've all been affected by various things. So, you know, I think that's why it's such a powerful song. I mean, you can really feel it in those lyrics. So.
Right.
It's tough stuff, man. But yeah, hopefully somebody will hear this and make a difference. You know?
Right,
so.
Right.
Totally.
That's what we want, to reach people so they can understand, you know.
Yeah. Right.
Like Paul said, Friday night is the big release party over at Beale on Broadway.
That's right.
We got 8 to 10.
That's correct, yeah.
They'll be playing the entire record in its entirety.
We will.
You said maybe a couple covers in there, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we'll have a five-piece band plus Gene singing, so it's a total of six people. And we had our one and only rehearsal last night with everybody, and it went great.
Yeah.
All the just great players and great grooves, and Gene just swims on top in such a beautiful way. This dude is a really emotional singer, puts it all into it and performs.
Yeah.
And he says that every show he does, even though you've been singing for decades, he still gets nervous for every show.
Every show.
So you can imagine how nervous he'd be for this one because it's original material.
Sure.
And, we've been practicing one-on-one for weeks you know, to get all the lyrics and all the phrases and stuff in and to just iron it out. And so it's all part of the process of stepping out and doing something new.
Right.
Are you, and I'm assuming you're... playing in the band?
Of course. I'm playing the bass. Playing the bass guitar.
Because I know you play about 100 different instruments.
On the record, I played all the guitars.
All of it.
Played all the bass and all the keyboards.
Right.
Very cool.
And I played drums on two tracks.
Background.
In the background, I played trumpet on two tracks.
Yeah.
So I had a lot. I have a lot of fun, man. Yeah.
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 You know, this is my basement as well as the studio. So I am comfortable here, and I spend a lot of time working and having fun.
Yeah. No, that's fantastic, man. But yeah, like, be fun to see you guys playing Friday night. So come on out, and We'll have physical copies of the CD available Friday night.
That's right.
But if you don't make it and you still want to listen, the record will be hit Spotify and iTunes and everything else, all your digital platforms. So you can purchase a copy as well on there. So
absolutely.
So yeah, we got a lot going on there. Like I said, the record, it's very exciting to get this out there. But
hey, you're looking for some new music? Come on over to Music Record Shop in St. Louis, Missouri. Located in the Dot Zach building on Locust. Just recently moved over there, new location. So you can come on over on March 11th. They're having a brand new grand opening celebration going on. So come out March 11th and check out the new store. If you want to come out before that, on Friday, March 10th, and every Friday, they have all new music coming in store. This week, new records in store from Soundgarden and The Shin and Darkest Hour and Thundercats and a bunch of other stuff. So the full listing of all the records will be at musicrecordshop.com. You can shop online 24/7 there. Be sure to follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well. And yeah, don't forget March 11th, grand opening celebration, Music Record Shop. At the Dot Zach building.
I wanted to kind of go a little bit back, though. Like again, I don't know a ton about you. So, are you growing up here in St. Louis?
Yes. Yes, I grew here in St. Louis. Matter of fact, my mother used to sing. You know, she, when Shirley and the Shirelles used to run around, she was singing along with them before they hit the plateau. I sung with several bands in St. Louis. Talked with Oliver Sane, worked with them for a while. Doc Perry and, you know, you name it, anybody that was somebody. I was a teenager who wanted to be a part of the scene at a young age and got my mom to write the okay for me to go and sing and hide behind, you know, these guys with big hats on and glasses to pretend here I am a scrunt. But, man, I did, you know, I did well, you know. And but like I said, I've been in the business for over 30 years. Started in my own groups, and then I got with a group which I'm still playing with called Power Play, and I also play with Soul Reunion, and bread and butter, you know. The story is that I was working and on a job for long periods of time and got actually fired, and it was like, wow, what I'm going to do with my life. Heard a voice in my head say, use the talent that you have, and I'll take care of you. And that's when I start actually listening. And it's not I'm crazy, but, you know, the spiritual part of it, you know, it speaks to you. And if you don't listen, you might miss your opportunity. I had a call from the Temptations years ago, the OJs years ago, and I turned down the opportunity. Now, the Temptations were playing down in Branson, that it was an original Temptation. It was a group that was formed to do all the Temptation songs, which I had to send in a video, and you know, and I was chosen, and it was great. I went down there and I did the audition and got the gig. And got the show, but of course, there's weddings that I had on the books, and I couldn't go. And then the original OJs, originally, the guy died, and I got a call to come in. So it's, and I turned that down. So now this is an opportunity. I did have a record that got kind of ripped off for, and it's still on YouTube, but they spelled my name different, sold it to different record companies, and it went hand to hand. Huh. And it sold a lot. So right now we're under situation trying to get some of that money back.
Yeah.
But this is totally different. We created these songs out of heart and soul. And I mean, he would come up with an idea. What do you think of fast or slow? And I go, I'll just play, man. Yeah, and we'll get it together. We'll write, you know. And that's how I went, you know. And I think this, matter of fact, I know the confidence in this record is going to go further than anything I ever put out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're going to actually make it work. Get it out of St. Louis. You know, get it to different people's hands that know that, you know, it's going to hold the record and make it work, you know.
Sure.
So it's, it may not take 1 month, it may take a year, but it's going to get there.
Yeah.
And that's how much confidence I got in this.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you guys, I mean, talking about getting it out of St. Louis, are you looking to do a little touring out of it too, or?
I love to, man. Yeah. Again, I'm seeing if it takes that, you know, if I can move some things around, you know, right now, back to that, trying to feed the, sure. you know, and I've been feeding them, you know, but this record, if it takes that, we got to go.
Yeah.
We got to go, man, you know,
yeah.
it's got to go. So that's the only way you're going to get it out there, to get the people here, you know, and a lot of records I've heard didn't move because nobody put that, the extra drive. They thought someone to do it all work for themselves. It takes a lot of people sure. to help you get that where it got to go.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, so, you know, and you gotta start somewhere.
Yeah.
And
well, I think, you know, the quality of this record, you know, from front to back, and if you guys get a nice video together like you're talking about, and you yeah. have a nice package to present, I mean, it wouldn't be no brainer to be able to shop it around,
right.
You know, spread it around different markets, Chicago right. or whatever.
That's what, yeah, that's what we plan to yeah.
spread the love, you know. So.
For sure.
Chicago, Mississippi, yeah. you know, down Memphis. Because it's, to me, it's like a Southern blues type of music
yeah.
that it can cross over either way, sure. you know. It's got all the sounds on it that we need, you know, so, yeah.
Yeah.
The violins and... You know, which right. is something totally different. Kevin.
We want to give a shout out to yeah. our co-producer, Kevin O'Connor. Right, he co-wrote yeah. 3 of the 10 songs with us mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah.
And he did the string arrangements for Only God Can Help Us, yeah. Ain't No Way, and You're Gonna Get Hurt. Same gentleman that did the string arrangements for 2 songs on Roland's record, right? So,
yeah.
He played drums on this right. album as well.
That's
and,
it. Yeah.
He's just an amazing musician, and believe yeah. it or not, on the release show, he's playing the guitar.
Yeah.
So, he's,
that blew
he can
me
do
away.
It all in, on, yeah. and even more. So
yeah.
He's a good friend and collaborator, and we want to give him some love.
Yeah, yes, definitely.
For sure. Yeah. And then you guys bring, you said you play trumpet on...
I did on 2 tracks stuff. On the record, yeah.
Did you guys bring in other horns, too?
Yeah, we have
yeah,
a saxophone player.
Mark Hughes.
Mark Hughes.
Mark Hughes, he's Soul Reunion.
Soul Reunion.
Okay. Been with them like 15 years, 17 years or something.
Yeah.
Been playing both bands, you know. That's how you keep on eating. So, but, this guy, he plays with Smash Band and anybody else, but he's been around a long time.
Great player.
He's great.
Yeah.
Great.
He's on 3 tracks.
Yeah. yeah.
Then we brought in Swan, which is Cerise. She's a... great singer.
Yeah.
And she did all the background vocals.
Female background vocals, yeah.
Oh, man. He pushed her and she got there.
Yeah.
Right. We also have a gentleman named Sean Corray, who's a singer-songwriter that did some background vocals, male background vocals.
Right.
So shout out to him as well.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah, there's like I said, there's a lot going on, and it was just fun to hear. So, you know, I love adding all that dynamic to it, adding the horns and the strings and all that stuff. Just... bringing those songs to life and making that nice full sound in those yeah. records. So, get yourself a copy. This is a great record, especially if you're a fan of 60s soul music and, you know, R&B and all. It's all right there. You can pick up your copy Friday night, Be Alone Broadway.
Yep.
We're going to play some tracks on here. You said you guys wanted to play the first track, right? You said you wanted to play That's Why I Love You.
Yes, let's do that.
We're going to play the audio from the album on that. And then you guys, but you wanted to play live.
Only God Can Help
Us.
Only
God Can Help Us.
I'd like to do that.
We're going to play that one live, and you're going to hear it.
Comes the snow, but can you imagine being without a coat? No place to lay your head but on a cardboard box underneath a bridge to get away from the cold. But can you imagine
be a child left alone, parents on drugs and gone. I know it's hard to see, but the pain runs deep. We both know that it's wrong. Why can't we try to help the other guy? Give him a coat to keep him warm. And tell me, what are we gonna do about all the drug abuse that sometimes come in our homes? Only God can help us. Only God can help us. I know that we pray that our children are safe as they go out in the world. But sometimes we forget to give them a little kiss, to let them know that they love. So what is a parent to say when the children pass away? Do we blame ourselves for what's wrong? That's something we shouldn't do. Talking about me and you, we should go out in the world and tell what's going on. 'Cause some kids mock what they see. They try the drug and the cycle repeats. The cold wind blows and there's no place to sleep. And people are dying, dying in the street. Sometimes they cry, have no food to eat, no clothes on their back, no shoes on their feet. We should open our eyes and try to see what's going on with the people in need. 'Cause jails are full, 'cause the lines are long. People left out in the cold all alone. Only God can help us and make it right. For someone can be saved tonight. Only God can help us. Only God can help us. Only God can help us. Only God can help us.
That was good, man.
We, if you haven't followed online yet, you need to go check out Facebook. We got official Gene Jackson Facebook page there.
Correct.
And you can follow along for other dates and everything else to do with this record and stuff. So,
yep.
And then while you're over there, check out Blue Lotus on Facebook as well.
Yes, please.
And again, if you're you know, looking to record, I mean, reach out.
Reach out. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love working with anybody. Yeah. I love a variety of projects and things.
Yeah.
And we'd ask everybody to, if you like the record, share it with a friend. Please share this record with a friend.
Yes, for sure. Yep. How did you guys end up meeting? You guys, was it from playing out or?
Well, I'll take this if you don't mind. I've been seeing Gene sing for probably 7 years, I would say.
Okay.
I used to go see a lot more music than I do now. Like, I used to go see a crazy amount of music. And I would often at the Beale. That's one of my still is one of my favorite clubs.
Great club, man.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, Bud's doing a great job.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bud. He's awesome. And so I've known of him and seen him for years. And then when Roland's record came out last June, you heard it and asked him about that experience. Talked to Bud. You know what? Okay.
Right.
And then he called me. I was in Montana in July, and he called me and he said, "Hey, I want to work with you. Can we work together?" And I said, "Yeah, man, let me tell you kind of the model of how I think we could work together. This is how me and Roland did this, and me and Roland Kevin made this record. Right. We can do something similar, and let's start meeting once a week and writing one new song every week when I get back from Montana. And we did.
Right.
Yeah.
And 15 songs came from it, and 10 are on the record. And so those other five will probably come out at some point as other artists record them or something. We've got some in the works, but...
Did you... Gene, did you like bring in like a notebook of writing and you guys collaborate that way, or was all these written
came out of him writing? He started note for note on the bass or the piano, I go, oh yeah, okay, and
right.
It just then, you know, and then they'll say third to the fourth to the fifth to change it,
right?
And
we love to come in with like from scratch,
right.
A blank slate,
right.
And then just play one chord, then think, oh, what would the next chord, what could that be? Find two chords, all right, then let's pull this thread from nothing into something. And then, you know, then like chop away at the block of marble until the sculpture's there. And then, so that's the song with no words, no melody. Then he takes it home, listens to it over and over again, and something emerges.
Yes.
And 2 days later, he's back here and lays down the vocals.
That's incredible, man.
Yeah.
The fact that, you guys didn't even have this. So July, what, 7 months or whatever, eight months ago or what? So it's just like, that's crazy. But now it's here. Now it's finished.
Yep.
And now it's ready to be heard. So that's unreal, man.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
You were saying that the record, you kind of see it as an A side, B side. Are you looking to... print it to vinyl, cut it to vinyl?
I would love to. It's very expensive, mm-hmm. but sometime down the road for this and other releases, I would love to do LPs.
Yeah.
The fans love them. People ask at the shows, do you have vinyl? And we have to say no.
Right.
It's just not cost effective at this point.
Right. Yeah, definitely. I feel like they're, I've never actually looked into pricing, but I feel like the cost has come down some, being that it's more an in-demand thing now. Like, you know, there was obviously a lot of years where not as many vinyls were being sold, but I forget what the numbers were, but I read an article that there was more records sold in 2016 than like, you know, since the 70s or whatever. You know, there was a lot of records being sold, and the fact that like, I think people are just kind of getting want to be back to a more tangible product,
there
you go. Everything kind of makes its cycle back around. And
absolutely.
But the nice thing about the records these days is they come with those download cards, so you can have your digital copy as well. So.
Totally, best of both worlds.
Right.
Okay.
I think it'd be great to hear this record on vinyl, and hopefully that happens someday down the road. That'll be fun. I got these friends, Shark Dad. They kind of more garage rock kind of stuff, and then my buddy Jeremy Essig's in the band, and he's a comedian, and he's put out a brand new comedy record, and as well as playing guitar in the band, and they put out a split 7-inch single with a copy, one track from his comedy, and then one track from the from Shark Dad. And so I thought that was really cool, just to having it on vinyl, but having a split 7-inch and stuff, and then they included his entire comedy album on a download card inside.
That's amazing.
So it was just it's a really nice piece, they're independent artists just like you guys, they're out there trying to do some stuff, and so the fact that they found an affordable way to make a record as well. So there's options out there.
Absolutely. Sky's the limit.
But maybe it'd be kind of fun to have a Roland Gene Jackson split 7-inch or something.
That would be so cool.
Yeah. Just give a little teaser of what's going on here at Blue Lotus and stuff.
Right. One thing that I kind of predict is a Christmas EP of five different soul artists. We've got Renee Smith, already a Christmas song. We've got me and Gene and Kevin wrote a Christmas song.
Yeah.
And I think that'll be coming this winter. So
that'd be neat.
If everything goes to plan.
And maybe another compilation of sorts, like we got that 16 and 16.
That's right. Yeah, the plan is to this summer do another Blue Society compilation. Yeah. This would be the fourth annual Blues Society compilation, as opposed to calling it 17 and 17, because the consensus with the Blues Society is, well, that's too many tracks. Let's just limit it to 15 and call it the annual Blues Society compilation.
Right. Oh, that's what they said?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do, yep.
Yeah. Where are those available at?
Those are available at record stores in town, and they're at the Blues Museum.
Yeah.
And any event that the Blues Society is at with their table and tent set up, we have volunteers happy to sell those records. I carry them at my shows. People can get them from me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or any of the artists that are on them, they can sell them as well.
Yeah. Well, like I said, Gene's on there and a bunch of other favorites from around town. So if you don't have a copy of that, you might want to get yourself one of those too and discover some more great St. Louis talent.
Please do.
As well as your pick up your copy of 1963, available Friday.
That's right.
So, I guess we're going to close this out. We're going to go play live. You're going to hear some original right down here from Blue Lotus Recording Studio in St. Louis. And, again, Friday night, be along Broadway, 8 o'clock. That's when we're the party's getting started. So be there. I appreciate you guys taking some time to hang out. And
thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations on an amazing record. I really, really a big fan of it. I mean, I really liked it. So
thank you so much.
Hopefully it does really well for you. So thank you, guys.
Oh yeah, baby, I love. There's no one I compare you with. You're special and I mean this, 'cause in my heart I know that it's true. I never met a person quite like you. Give me all the love that you can, and you tell the world you're proud that I'm your man. You brag about all the things that I do and how I take good care of you, 'cause you know just what it takes to keep your man in place, and you know just what to do. That's why I love you. Put on that sweet perfume as you step into the bedroom. I don't mind if you don't wear a stitch. We cuddle up and we go at it. You do what you wanna do to me. I'm paralyzed all the way down to my knees. Someone that's special, girl, 'cause you know just what it takes to keep your man in place. You know just what to do. That's why I love you.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.